This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has ruled out any third-party mediation between India and Pakistan, reiterating that New Delhi's dealings with Islamabad will be strictly bilateral. Talking to media on the sidelines of an event in New Delhi today, Dr. Jaishankar said India has made it clear that the only thing which remains to be discussed with Pakistan is the vacating of illegally occupied Indian territory in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir.
Our relations, our dealings with them will be strictly bilateral. That is a national consensus for many years, and there is absolutely no change. Pakistan has a list of terrorists who need to be handed over. They have to shut down the terrorist infrastructure. We are prepared to discuss with them what is to be done on terrorism. Those are the talks which are feasible.
The External Affairs Minister stressed that the Indus Water Treaty will continue to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped.
The Indus Water Treaty is held in abeyance and will be continued to be held in abeyance until cross-border terrorism by Pakistan is credibly and irrevocably stopped.
On cessation of firing and military action between India and Pakistan, Dr. Jaishankar elaborated that New Delhi has sent a message to Islamabad that only terrorist infrastructure is being targeted and asked the Pak military not to interfere. However, he said Pakistan chose to ignore the advice. Earlier, speaking at the inauguration of the Embassy of Honduras in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said the economic engagements between India and Honduras in the last 3 decades have grown steadily, with bilateral trade reaching more than $300 million. He added that the opening of the Embassy of Honduras in the national capital will go a long way to facilitate trade promotion. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Prime Minister has redefined India's policy against terrorism and any attack on Indian soil will be considered as an act of war. He termed Operation Sindoor as the biggest action taken by India against terrorism in the history and a testament to the nation's commitment to go to any extent to eliminate the menace. Addressing the troops at Army's 15 Corps Badami Bagh cantonment, he commended the Indian Armed Forces for their valour, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. The Defence Minister said India's unwavering resolve against terrorism can be gauged from the fact that it was not deterred by Pakistan's nuclear blackmail. He emphasised that Pakistan's nuclear weapons should be taken under the supervision of the International Atomic Energy Agency or IAEA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting to review the progress and future plans of fisheries sector. The meeting focused on deep sea fishing and seafood exports. Union Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh and senior officials attended the meeting. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Government attaches great importance to this area and has worked extensively to improve infrastructure relating to the sector." He added that the government has also ensured great access to credit as well as markets for countries' fishermen. A much-anticipated round of direct peace talks between Russia and Ukraine in Turkey unraveled into confusion today. While Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Turkey, Russian President Vladimir Putin dispatched a second-tier team of negotiators. The Russian president has stayed away from a face-to-face meeting with the Ukrainian president in Turkey. Talking to reporters in the Turkish capital, Ankara, President Zelensky said Ukrainian side will be headed by Defense Minister Rustem Umerov for potential negotiations. He said the Russian delegation does not include anyone who actually makes decisions, accusing Moscow of not taking any efforts to end the war seriously. The Khelo India Youth Games 2025 concluded in Bihar this evening. Curtains came down on the games with a colourful and entertaining closing ceremony at the Pataliputra Sports Complex in Patna. The Youth Games commenced on the 4th of this month. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Raksha Nikhil Kharse said the Khelo India Youth Games are proving to be a platform for budding sportspersons across the country to showcase their talent. And that is the end of this news bulletin.